Joining me in the studio now is Rachel Pearson and Kirk Malinick, and we got a couple of things going on. So first I'll say good day to both of you.
Hello. Good day to you, George. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I hope you all are doing the same.
We are.
Good, yes.
Good. Of course, there's a couple things that are coming up, and you guys are always involved. It's something musical, usually, 99% of the time.
Yes.
So you've got a December 3rd concert coming up. Let's talk a little bit about that.
It's December 7th.
Oh, 7th.
And it's not a concert. It's a comedy pet theater with Gregory Popovich.
He returns.
Oh, yeah, I remember him last time. He was, oh, yeah, okay.
It's a lot of fun. And it's an all-ages, very family-friendly event. And we'll talk about it in a second if you want, or right now.
We can talk about it right now. I mean, that's...
Excellent. He has been here before. He is from Russia, and his dogs only speak Russian, which is fine, because they are performing all kinds of crazy tricks. And he has dogs, cats, parrots, sometimes a bunny. And he has them trained to do, each one of them does something except the cat, who does nothing at all but does it very, very well.
Well, that's what cats do, though.
Yes, there is a cat that does nothing. And it's so much fun. The last time it was here, it is a little loud because there's a lot of children in the audience and no one is shushing them. So it's a lot of family fun. And I hope everybody turns out again. Once people have gone to it, especially if they've taken children, they really enjoy and they want to go back.
I remember it being fantastic. Yeah, it was quite a show.
It is.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And you said December 7th, so let's say that again because I said the wrong day.
Wednesday, December 7th.
Okay.
And doors open at 6. It's general admission seating, so you'll want to get in there and get your seats.
First come, first served.
First served, and tickets are 19 years and older, $20, youth 3 to 18, $10, and children under that, if they're sitting on their parents' lap, they're welcome to come on in. They don't need to purchase a ticket or get a ticket. And all ticket fees are included in the price, and these are the same prices we had in 2019 the last time they were here. So no inflation here with Face and the Popovich Group.
Well, that's good. That sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
It will be. And it's produced by FACE, Florence Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. And we are doing this in association with Elizabeth Thompson and her crew at the Oregon Coast Humane Society, who promised to bring a couple of cute shelter pets to show in the lobby because Gregory Popovich, all of his animals are shelter pet rescues. And he, wherever he goes, he supports the local Humane Society or whatever adoption agency is out there for animals. And he pushes that big time. So there'll be photo ops afterwards and some cute animals on stage and off stage.
Right. Sounds like a fun time for sure. For kids and adults.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, a couple of things, Kirk, you wanted to talk about here. One of them is...
Yes, just a gentle reminder that the Winter Music Festival, also produced by Florence Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, of which Rachel I. Pearson is the esteemed president, is coming at the end of January in 2023 yet again. It starts the 27th, runs through the 29th. We have 12 bands, national touring bands. We have 17 workshops. We're going to have some food trucks. And I'm here to talk today specifically about an event that was dreamt up by one of our committee members, Janet Wellington. It's an event called Take the Stage. Now, in some
this
parts...
This is going to happen during...
Yes, it's going to happen on the evening after the kids' concerts, which are invitation only and that are managed and run by Rachel here to my right in the studio. You'll recall that we have 900 kids from the area and also Reedsport and Mapleton who come in for those two concerts that day. But that evening, we're going to set up one of the flat floor rooms with a stage, and we're inviting the public. Perhaps you're a living room picker, you sing in the shower, perhaps you play in the garage with your band, perhaps you're a touring professional. You're allowed to come in and sign up on a whiteboard for two songs. You can take the stage literally and play those songs acoustically to a very supportive audience. So for those who are interested in dipping their toes into the performance realm, I was one of those people at one time. Perhaps you were too, George. It's the perfect place to start if you haven't started yet, or it's the perfect place to try on some new material. It's a perfect place to just play something you might have on a CD already because you're that good. And so it's going to start on the evening of Thursday, January 26th, and that's going to be from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I'll be your esteemed MC that evening, and we're looking forward to having the support of the community for this and to come out and play and sing to some great applause.
That sounds like a fun time. Now, sometimes some people have a CD just because they had the money to do it. Just remember that.
That's true. We may be one of those bands ourselves. Yeah. We're working on a little demo right now. I would also like to add that one of the little sweeteners is that we have Linda Levitt, who is coming from Sisters with her musical and significant other by the name of Tom Neckville. They are going to be in town that evening in preparation for Linda helping us with the workshop scheme, and also she'll be conducting a workshop herself. Some people will recognize Tom Neckville as an innovator in the banjo luthier world. And so he has opened what's called Neckville West up in Sisters. I think he's a Midwesterner originally, still has his workshop back there. But these are professional musicians, essentially. Linda is well known with the Oregon Bluegrass Association. She's a board member. And for many years up in the Portland area, she ran something called Tabor Grass, which was their educational component, and also ran a monthly jam and also did lessons. So she's a guitar player and a mandolin player and a wonderful singer. And of course, Tom logically is a banjo player. Well, those two have offered their services in quotes, because this doesn't cost us anything or anybody else. They are going to be prepared to play backup with anybody who may be feeling a little bit nervous, doesn't want to go solo. Maybe they're going to be chopping some guitar chords and singing a little bit. All you have to do is say, "Hey, Linda, hey, Tom, could you back me up on Old Home Place?" or "Think of What You've Done," or whatever the song of choice may be, and they'll be there all evening to do that. And having participated in Colorado many years in what's called the Hootenanny, run by Harry Tuft out there, sometimes you want that little extra support standing behind you.
Yeah, Linda, it's GC&D, follow the changes, right?
Exactly right. So that's our big news for Thursday night. I know we've talked about this briefly before on your show. We just appreciate all that you and the station do for us each year in this particular regard. And so that's our Take the Stage Thursday night, January 26th.
All right, that's great. So two great events coming up. And next month, we'll bring you back in, talk a little bit more about the Winter Music Festival per se and all the bands, and get some ideas of who's going to be there and all that.
Yes, and Rachel will be back along with Janet Wellington. Janet has been the mastermind behind our 17 workshop schedule that's coming up, and what we hope to do is take a deep dive and let your listening audience know about all of those opportunities, especially on the workshop side.
Sounds like a fun time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Next hour on this edition of Our Town, we'll talk with the 9th District candidate, Jerry Rust, Festival of Trees, and the Arts Survey.